All right, buddy. Well, not much to talk about tonight, I guess. Oh, well, let's start with the eight. You've been around Major League Baseball as a manager and a player for close to four decades. Have you ever seen anything like the eighth inning tonight?
No. No. I mean, that was probably as bad as it gets. You know, I mean, what did they – I don't even remember what they did in the eighth inning. But they, that's when Zach came in. Zach?
Yeah. Four straight strikeouts, three by Zach in the eighth.
Yeah, but what was it? With it was five walks.
Five straight walks.
I mean, I've seen that before, Curtis, but you don't really ever expect it to happen. I mean, they couldn't find the strike zone, and we had enough patience to let them continue to throw the ball out of the strike zone. So I guess we should take some of the credit, but at the same time, you just don't expect that to happen.
Well, the key at bat seemed to be Tien with two on and nobody out, could not get the bunt down on a couple of tries and works the guy for a walk.
Yeah, and it was 0-2, I believe, to start the at bat off, and Mark was not able to get the bunt down, but then after that, he fouled a pitch or two off, and then worked it to full count. I think he threw him a breaking ball 3-2. I think all of them are breaking balls 3-2. But, then Brownie, I thought Brownie had the biggest at bat of that inning. When you're coming off the bench and you're raring to go, and it's really hard to stay off pitches. And it wasn't so much that Fossum was way out of the strike zone, but I thought Brownie gave him a great at bat.
And also the big emotional swing, the eighth, then the ninth inning goes the way it goes. How nice to come back and still get that win.
Well, it was nice. Tony got a start with a base hit, and then David got a bunt down, and Greg got the base hit, obviously. And the half inning before that, we've done that a couple times. Two outs, nobody on, and I think. We won one of those, and we lost one of them. But you don't expect it with catcher's interference, and then we get the count 0-2, and then OD makes a pitch really down the middle of the plate, looked like a sinker that he didn't throw it anywhere near where he wanted to. So, and the way he was throwing, that's as good as he's thrown all year, I think. From where I sat, from as far as command and velocity, but this game's crazy, man. You never know what's going to happen next.
It's almost easy to forget that Gilmesh started this game. This first three innings, his next three innings were almost night and day. What did you see?
Well, just can throw strikes, Curtis. I mean, I don't know if he was trying to be too fine or whatever. It seemed like we'd score a run, and they'd score a run or two or three, and then we'd score another run, then they'd score again. We just couldn't stop it. I mean, we certainly are going to take this win, but hopefully we play cleaner than we did tonight.
Congratulations. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Curtis.
Buddy, you kind of touched on this. Everybody's going to say, my God, they walked five straight batters. But you're hitters. I mean, like you say, I mean, you're up there, you want to do something, you feel like you need to do something.
Yeah,
it's
you're right.
You have the patience.
No, you're right, Tuck. I mean, you have to have some patience in that situation, especially when you're only two runs down, because if you get a guy on base, you feel like one swing of the bat can get you tied. So you're going to maybe sometimes swing out of the strike zone. And we got a lot of inexperienced guys that don't, aren't as patient as they're going to be. So I think they deserve a little bit of the credit for – obviously they deserve all the credit for getting us a win. But that inning, I think our guys should take some of the credit anyway.
Good.
Thanks, buddy. Okay.